punish a tenant or punish a landlord or reward a landlord or reward a tenant based on maintenance issues. You know, it's kind of gotten this, I don't want to say in trouble, but it's something that staff has reminded us about. It's something that the public has told the mayor about, who has then told me about it. So as big of an issue as that is when it comes to rent increases, I think it's almost beyond our scope. Well, I don't think it is beyond our scope if you read the law. So I think the tenant has real concerns here that we just can't address, and I don't want to, I think
but,
that.
But there are resources available that can be applied, isn't it, right, Jennifer? There are some, AHA has resources for tenants to go to concerning maintenance issues.
Sure, that's definitely.
Not us though, right?
Not us though, right. I guess, but that's where the rub comes in, you know, because I'm sensitive to the, to the tenant's concerns, so that's why I'm stuck, because 7.4% is a big increase percentage, but my feeling is that it's reasonable, and I think splitting it into over the course of a year is a reasonable request on the part of the landlord.
Well, we are tasked with finding a balance between the tenant's needs and the landlord's needs. And I think the landlord in this case has made a very clear case about her needs. And I actually agree that the past history of rent increases seems to be very reasonable. And I think that this current rent increase can be seen as in line with the past ones. And I wish that we could, you know, have a better idea about what the tenant's needs are, but I don't see them, and I don't see a reason not to approve of what the landlord is wanting in this case. And Chris, I think that your suggestion is a slightly gentler way to that increase, and I would support it as well.
Okay. So we had his motion. I need a second.
Have you moved?
So I will officially move for $52 for the first 6 months, followed by $46, or followed by an additional $46 for a total of $98 in the second 6 months.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. So this means that the Rent Review Advisory Committee has given recommendations. Staff will follow up with both of you, so you have the option within 15 days to accept their recommendation, or you can petition their recommendation to a rent dispute hearing officer, or if you don't respond to staff, and both of you don't respond, then the decision will become effective in at the end of the 15 days as binding on both parties. If you have questions, you will get in contact with us right now or when we reach out to you to follow up on the next steps.
Okay. Thank you both for being here so late.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move to public comment. Are there any public?
Do you have any comment card?
I do. Well, that weren't used. Well, this, I don't think so.
Okay, if we don't have a slip, then we can.
Musa Balde. And that's it?
Okay.
Are there any written communications?
No written communications.
Okay, before we go, could I bring something up to the board? Just too quick. Am I allowed to do that? Or no?
What do you think?
I just wanted to do a reminder.
A reminder.
Actually, this kind of begs another question. When can we bring up an issue, if we want to discuss?
You can bring it up.
I'll make it quick. I definitely want to go home. I'm in the office. I'm in the office at 6. Okay. So I just wanted to reiterate that once we end the meetings, we can't really talk with each other in this room anymore. We got to get out if we want to socialize. We can grab a beer, as it was said to me. That's all. I just want to make sure that's what happens. Okay. Thank you very much. In which case, I'm going to adjourn. It is 9:42 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, committee members.
Good job, everyone.